The 1901 General Conference Session. At 9 o'clock Tuesday morning, with the President of the General Conference, G. A. Irwin, in the chair, the 34th session of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists was called to order. J. N. Loughborough Reed and S. N. Haskell led in prayer. President Irwin then opened the way for business. Following the preliminaries, Ellen White, who was seated in the audience, arose and went to the front. The chairman gave her the floor. She first pointed out the privilege of the Advent people to stand high above the world, sanctified by the truth and having a close connection with heaven. Then she turned to the immediate situation. The following statements were included in her address. Why, I ask you, are men who have not brought self into subjection allowed to stand in important positions of truth and handle sacred things? The principles of heaven are to be carried out in every family, in the discipline of every church, in every establishment, in every institution, in every school, and in everything that shall be managed. You have no right to manage, unless you manage in God's order. Are you under the control of God? Do you see your responsibility to Him? Here are men who are standing at the head of our various institutions, of the educational interests, and of the conferences in different localities and in different states. All these are to stand as representative men, to have a voice in molding and fashioning the plans that shall be carried out. There are to be more than one or two or three men to consider the whole vast field. The work is great, and there is no one human mind that can plan for the work which needs to be done. Thus Mrs. White gave what was in reality the keynote address. She spoke for an hour. The very serious nature of the situation that had developed she fearlessly and clearly delineated. Help from God was promised if they would take hold of Him. There must be a change. It was one of the most solemn messages ever delivered to the church in a General Conference assembly.